This morning, in our personal and spiritual management, we are going to be covering how to write good objectives. Now, over the past several weeks, we have been talking about the importance of objectives, and we have learned that they are the basis for all decisions, for all planning, for direction, and evaluation. And as we have talked about objectives, we have never quite defined exactly what an objective is. And this morning we're going to do that. But I want us to look first of all at the Scripture and to the Apostle Paul, who states as clearly as can be stated what his objective was in Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 and 29, where he says, "We warn every man we meet. We teach everyone we can all that we know about him, so that if it is possible, we may bring every man to his full maturity in Christ. This is what I am working at all the time with all the strength that God gives me." Now, an objective is a clear, concise, measurable statement of what it is I am trying to do. And that's important because in that it states my intent or goal or direction. It tells me what I am going to be doing to accomplish the goal, and it is the basis for all evaluation of my progress, as well as it is the basis for my decision making. Now, there are four basic components that we must understand if we are going to write good objectives. And the first one we have already alluded to is, it states the intent, what I intend to do, or my goal or my objective. And then secondly, it must state my activity, the visible activity, stating what I will be doing to accomplish my goal. Third, it has a plan, how I plan to fit the above activity into my daily schedule. And then last, it is the basis for how I will know when I have successfully accomplished my goal. So the intent, the plan, the activity, and then the basis of evaluation. Now, in trying to write objectives with these four components, we must be careful that we use language that successfully communicates. Oftentimes, people say, "Well, my objective is to know, or to understand, or to appreciate, or to learn, or to teach." But all of those words are ambiguous, and they are not clear, concise, nor measurable. And words that perhaps are more measurable, which are observable activities, rather than to say to know, I could put down there to write, to memorize, to list, to contrast, to be able to draw, and all of these are measurable and are easy to evaluate, but the others are ambiguous and they defy evaluation. They are vague in general terms and can be stretched to mean many things, and it's difficult to determine when or if we have reached the objective when we use these words. However, if we take words like to write, to memorize, to list, to contrast, to draw, all of these have measurable qualities to them. Now, in trying to help people to write good objectives, using these four components, I have created a little formula which almost forces you to write a good objective if you follow the formula. And what I have done is in that formula, I have combined one and two, the intent or the activity, and have asked people to state their goals in terms of an observable activity. And then down here in this formula, you write out your plan to accomplish that, and then the fourth, it gives the basis for evaluation. So in this formula, I state my objectives in observable activities. I will do this by, and then the plan to accomplish. And then third, I will know I have accomplished the objective. And here I state the basis for acceptable performance. Now, taking that formula, what I'm going to do is to write an objective for scripture memory. And my objective for scripture memory is, my goal is to memorize 27 verses in the next 10 weeks. I will do this by memorizing 3 verses a week for 9 out of the next 10 weeks. Okay, what is my goal? What's my goal? Memorize 27 verses. What is the observable activity? To memorize. The third, what is my plan? Okay. And the fourth, the basis for acceptable performance. Exactly. The end of 10 weeks. So my goal is to memorize 27 verses. My observable activity is actually memorizing. My plan is 3 verses a week for 9 out of the next 10 weeks. And the basis for acceptable performance is 27 verses 10 weeks from now. So by using this formula that I have talked about here, and let's come back to that for just a moment. My objective is, and I state it in terms of the observable activity to memorize 27 verses. I plan to do this by memorizing 3 verses a week for 9 out of the next 10. I will know I have accomplished my objective. And then I state the basis for acceptable performance, and that is to have those 27 verses 10 weeks from now. Okay, now let's try that on one more time. And we're going to do this for Bible reading. And my objective is to read through the entire Bible in 1 year. My plan is to read 24 chapters each week or 3.5 chapters each day. I will do this for 50 out of the next 52 weeks. So, what is my goal?
Read the Bible in 1 year.
The observable activity?
Read.
My plan? The basis for acceptable performance? The whole Bible in 52 weeks. Now, it's pretty hard to go wrong with that formula. And what I would like for you to do is take that little formula, which I'm going to put back up here. Or maybe what I'll do is just leave this here. And I'm going to ask you to write an objective for a quiet time. And I'm going to ask you to take that simple little formula and to apply it. So if you've got a piece of paper there in front of you, we can turn off the tape recorder for just a moment. And I'm going to let you have a go at that. And then when you have written the objective, then I'm going to ask you to come back and to look What is your goal? What is the observable activity? What is your plan? What is the basis for acceptable performance? So once you have written your objective for quiet time, then I want you to come back and check for those four components. So using that formula, again, it forces you to incorporate these four major things that it is clear, concise, and it's measurable, describing my intent or goal, and then an objective identifies the specific observable activity I will utilize to accomplish my goal. An objective explains the plan that I intend to follow to incorporate the activity into my daily or weekly schedule. And then fourth, an objective states the criterion which I may measure my progress towards the goal. Now, I have left in your homework assignment, and as you go back and review these, you'll actually be writing one which you've done for quiet time, but one for witnessing as well as for prayer. And then I wanted to say just a word or two about lifetime and long-range objectives, because these require a great deal of prayerful thought, but they can be written in a similar vein. If my long-range goals are not clear, concise, and measurable, they will be of little value to me. They must be broken down into several simpler or shorter objectives that can be isolated and evaluated from time to time. Now, last week I suggested to you that my lifetime objective is to walk in daily fellowship with God, to order my life and family in accordance with the Word of God so that we are daily exchanging our lives for the fulfilling of Christ's great commission. And in writing a long-range goal or objective like that, then what I would need to do is to break that down in the first part to walk in daily fellowship with God. And there I may want to write a very specific objective for prayer, for daily Bible reading. Then in that second part, to order my life and family in accordance with the Word of God, being obedient to it. And there I may write some specific objectives for scripture memory, for a Bible study program, and objectives for family relationships to God, and then to each other. And then in that third part, daily exchanging my life for the fulfilling of Christ's great commission, there I may want to write objectives for witnessing, for follow-up, and my ministry within the local church. So we have been talking, and over the past couple of weeks, about your lifetime goal and objective. And several times we have encouraged you through the homework assignment to give some thought and consideration to that. And what I'm going to ask you to do in this coming week is to spend some time alone with God, and at the very end of this lesson, what is your lifetime objective? And for those of you who are married, you may want to come back and sit down with your husband and to do some work on that together. And for those men who are here without their wives, why, you may want to go home and discuss this with your wife rather than somewhere for her to learn that, you know, your lifetime objective for the family and all the rest. But it ought to be something that you move together to accomplish.